Time to find out who's in and who's out with the Injury Report on ESPN Louisville. Presented by Baptist Health Sports Medicine, centered on you. Learn more at baptisthealth.com.
ESPN Louisville and Baptist Sports Medicine have partnered up to bring you the injury report heading into this week's big games. Today we're joined by Dr. Kitty George of Baptist Sports Medicine to give you a rundown of all the sports injuries throughout the landscape. Dr. George, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
All doing wonderful. Just a crazy time of year. I made the joke last week with your colleague that many of our media brethren probably are going to be in to see you soon after all the running around for the coaching searches and whatnot. They probably pulled something. Some of them aren't built like these professional and collegiate athletes out there. So I'm sure the running around is probably taking a toll on some middle-aged folks' bodies and wear and tear over the last month or so.
I'm sure it has.
All right. We'll start in the NBA. The NBA play-in game was last night. A former Cardinal, Terry Rozier, is out with neck spasms. Is there anything you can do for that, or is that just as simple as rest, or is there something that you have to rehab in order to get over neck spasms?
Well, I think there are a lot of modalities that you can do to hopefully expedite the recovery, and that would be a lot of physical therapy. You can do some moist heat, some ultrasound, perhaps even some traction. Certainly rest, but also anti-inflammatories. And I think just in addition to rest and time, that will help.
Yeah, no, I know. At one time, I turned my neck too quickly, and I felt like the spasms of just like my chin like kind of going over to the side. So I can only imagine what it is fighting over a screen from a 6'8 athlete in a specimen. What it's like right there. All right, sticking in the NBA, the two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo is out for the start of the Eastern Conference first-round series against the Indiana Pacers, but are hopeful to treat his left calf strain to allow him to return sometimes later in the series. Sources told ESPN on Tuesday. For a player his size and just the way he plays, what are trainers and doctors looking for to give him the green light to get over this calf strain? Because the way he plays and attacking the rim and his how he goes coast to coast, I'm sure that has to approach it a little bit differently than somebody who just floats out at the three-point line.
Well, it is. I mean, his explosiveness is unreal and strength. You know, I think a lot of it's the same as the neck spasm. You have to just do modalities just to try to get it calmed down. You can do ultrasound ice, some gentle stretching. You can do platelets in this one where you take his blood and spin it down and put some platelets under ultrasound right in that area that's injured. And I think that does expedite, at least in my opinion, and then the patients that I've seen. You know, for him, he's got to be walking around without pain and then, you know, be pain-free, you know, at least jogging and running. And it's a progression back to his explosiveness.
Yeah, I know many in young NBA fans that I see up at the local gym I go to are all wearing Giannis jerseys. So hopefully he's back for the playoffs. All right, switching it up to Major League Baseball. This one is near and dear to my heart because this happened to me a few months ago. So I'm going to be selfish right here. Ozzie Albez of the Atlanta Braves, he has been out with a fractured big toe. He's going to be out for the 10-day injured list. I don't know about him, but I had to wear tennis shoes for like 2 months because of this. It just would not heal. You know, how can you treat this? Is there a way to do it? Or is it just kind of like, you just got to suck it up and get through it until you can, you know, get it back to 100% and it's pain-free?
Well, you have to really let this one heal. It's not like one of the lesser toes. You can sometimes play through that, but you get so much pushed off with the big toe, especially in an athlete, that you just have to get it to heal. You're just ineffective and it's painful. You can do, you know, wide space shoes. You can also sometimes put them in a hard sole shoe or an insert that's a little firmer, just so it doesn't get as much movement. But for the most part, those have to heal to play at that level.
Yeah, I wish I had a cool story. I was just barefoot and turned around and hit the base of my bed a little bit. Nothing cool like a professional athlete. All right, that's Dr. Kitty George of Baptist Sports Medicine, centered on you. Learn more at baptisthealth.com. Appreciate it, Dr. George. We look forward to talking to you soon. Enjoy Derby time.
You too. Take care. Happy Derby.